Kutch, appreciate your time this afternoon. As always, we'll get started with an opening statement and we'll take questions.
Well, we're awfully excited about, I think we came out and played with a little more energy and effort Saturday night. And, you know, we did some good things, some things we can build on. But I think we're awfully excited about getting into conference play and playing a team that we have not been able to really stay close to be honest with you, in the last two meetings. And I think it's a great opportunity for our football team to take another huge step forward and go on the road, play a great environment, a really good football team. It's exciting to have the opportunities you have. And we talk about opportunities all the time as a football team, but we got another opportunity to go play the game. And it's conference play. It's on the road. And it's going to be a great opportunity for our program to continue to move forward and continue to get better. So they're a really good football team. A lot of the same guys we've seen, on defense and offense, not all, but a lot of the same guys, very athletic. They really do some good things. They, they've had a good bit of stability on their staff as well. So there's guys that have been there. So I think both sides kind of know who each other is. It's going to be about going out and executing at a high level, taking care of the football and doing things the correct way to give yourself an opportunity to win. So, that's really what it boils down to. So, excited about the opportunity. We've got to continue to prepare, and I'll open the floor for questions.
After watching the film against Texas Southern, do you think this was the most complete game you've played so far?
Yeah, I think so far most complete. Especially first half, I think things as it went on a little bit in the second half, but definitely first half. Thought our guys came out ready to play.
Biggest thing you're looking forward for Liberty that you guys are preparing for this week is, on their offensive side, what do you guys feel like y'all have to stop in order to be able to beat Liberty on the road?
Well, I think really you got to look at – I look at it in the total picture because, you go back and look at last year's game, which you always go back and look and evaluate. You start in special teams. The game changer was a kickoff return for a touchdown. The momentum changed. We had a little momentum. It changed. And they were able to move the chains on offense, convert third downs, and as the game went on, they were able to run the ball when they wanted to. And they are very skilled at receiver. They're good up front. They got the same running back. And they do what they do. You know what I mean? And they do a good job of it. And so I think, obviously, you can't let people run the ball on you. You're going to have problems. But they're good enough skill-wise at the receiver position that you got to account for those guys and hopefully manage some of that. I mean, their kids are going to make some plays in the game as part of it. And then defensively, I think it's we have to execute. We got to do our job and execute at a high level. They did a better job than we did a year ago. And we got to execute and do a better job. They're very athletic. They run well. We got to get some guys on the ground, and try to make some plays. So I think it's really, when you look at it from a totality, it's really, I talked to the team about we have to go prepare to execute at a championship level on Saturday to have an opportunity to win the game. And what I mean by prepare is if we don't put ourselves in that position on Saturday, we have no chance. We got to give ourselves a chance by the way we go about our business on really Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays are our big 3 days. So it's really about going out and executing and take care of the ball and doing what we do and just doing it at a high level.
Every conference game is obviously important. There's no doubt about that. But in the two previous years, always been competitive. But the two teams that you haven't gotten yet are Liberty and Charleston Southern. So getting this opportunity this week, how important is it to get over that hump and get one of those two?
Well, I haven't thought about the other. I mean, I think obviously our kids know this is a game. It's an important game for us as a conference game, but also I think our kids understand it's a team we hadn't beaten. I mean, we know that, and so for us to do the things we want to do here, this is the next step in the right direction to do that. You never want to make any game any bigger than it needs to be. It's the next game. It's the most important game, but obviously it's important. Our kids understand. I don't think the motivational aspect is going to be an issue. Again, it's going to come down to we ready to execute at a high level, because I think our kids will be motivated to play a really good football team on the road. So I think our kids will be motivated for that.
Still average almost 8 penalties a game and 80 yards in penalties. What's something that you've been doing to try and remedy that situation?
Well, we do a lot of up-downs on Monday. Some guys didn't play as much as they've been used to playing. Some guys didn't start. We keep talking about it and emphasizing it, and we'll keep working on it. But that's what we've been doing for the last, 3-4 weeks. It's just some things that honestly blow your mind. So we got to do a better job. But if we do that again, we'll get beat. If we go out and I talk about penalties, there's a couple kinds of penalties to me. There's effort penalties, and then there's just really dumb, selfish penalties. We got to eliminate the dumb, selfish penalties and minimize the effort penalties. And we still had some of those Saturday. It's disappointing. It's really disappointing.
As a coach, does that concern you, especially going on the road and playing your first conference game?
Everything concerns me.
But with those, I mean, I know that, but with penalties such as those, I mean, you know, it's a big game. We can talk about the liberty and winning that. I mean, does it put any more emphasis on it this week? I mean, I know you can't put so much on it, but.
I'll be honest with you guys, I don't treat any week any different than any other. We might have had 9 penalties 3 weeks ago, and I was treating it the same way. So I don't look at – here's the thing. I don't look at just because it's Liberty and it's the big set. Every game to me is the same as far as preparation and getting ourselves ready. Just because we're playing Liberty doesn't mean I go change the whole way we do things during the week. We do things the same every week. Obviously, we know the magnitude of the game. I don't have to go explain that to our guys because they understand it. But we go out and try to be the best we can be every week. And when you don't do the things as penalties as we've talked about, there's consequences. And there's been some drastic consequences as we go through. And some guys got to learn. And sometimes it's different, guys. And guys got to understand, sometimes, you know, not making your block is a lot better than a penalty. And sometimes that's what, you know, you missed your block. It is what it is, but that's much better than a penalty. And a lot of times that's some of the stuff it comes down to. But, shoot, it's an emphasis, but it's an emphasis every week for me. And our kids know that. We have a routine in our week of what we do, and our guys understand when it happens in a game, they know what's going to happen on Monday. You don't have to go tell them. They know. They know what's coming. But it's definitely something we got to get better at. That's a fact.
Last 16 times you guys been in the red zone, you scored. Now, last year against Liberty, you went 1-for-5 in the red zone, and that's kind of when you started to make the changes and put in little different packages and things like that. Since that time, if my math is right, you guys were 40-for-47. And of those, you got 32 touchdowns and 8 field goals. So, the improved play in the red zone since that time, is it change of play calling, execution, different players in different situations? Can you kind of walk through the whole thing and say, where does all the improvement come from?
Well, I think sometimes when things like that happen, in a game, and we were down there a couple times and didn't go in. And the last one's probably a little bit on me. A year ago, I probably should have called a timeout and regrouped, but they couldn't. They had all their hands on their hips, so I felt like we could get it done. But when things like that happen, I think everybody, you go back and you refocus and you really look at things in a different light. And I think our kids and our staff, especially offensively, obviously, we dialed in a little more to being a little more intentional about what we did. We got not just in the red zone, really. It's more when we get inside the 5-yard line and to do a better job and execute at a higher level. No magic plays down there. It's lining up and whipping the guy across from you. The guy with the ball is going to have to beat somebody to get in the end zone. It is what it is. There's no magic play calls down there. You got to go get it done. And that's the bottom line. And I think we did some things to help ourselves a year ago, we've done a little better job of that so far, and we got to continue to do that. You know, I hope we're down there a bunch and we can talk about it.
The following up on that, last year, all the kicking problems seems to have alleviated this year. I think Thompson's made his last seven, including a couple from 40. I know you always want to be aggressive, but has it gotten to the point now where you're comfortable knowing you get into that round or range, it's at least 3 points? Does that make things easier because of that?
Absolutely. For me, making the decisions, without a doubt. It's like Saturday, we had a 4th-and-2 down there, and maybe in the previous 2 years we might go for it. But I felt like we had 3 points. Let's go get 3. Move on. Keep the momentum. Because that momentum swing could be the difference. And each decision's a little different for me based on the game and what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. But, Justin's done a good job. I told y'all I had confidence in the kid. He didn't start out great, but he won the job, and it was clear-cut. And so when the situations come up, I haven't hesitated with that. Didn't really hesitate Saturday, to be honest with you. That was the right thing to do. To keep getting points on the board and keep the momentum, I think, is really important. So to answer your question, yes, it makes things a ton easier to know that, he's not going to be perfect in everything. Nobody is. But the confidence he has right now and that we have for him to do that does make a huge difference.
Anything else?
Okay, that's
nice.
All right, appreciate you guys.